Yeah.
Well, we're going to leave you with the usual thing. The only thing I can say, as I've said to many people, is this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it. get my friends together. All we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get on to your friend. You gotta get on to your friend. Everybody knows the way. Everybody knows the way. You got your friend. You got your friend. Say again, beautiful.
Fantastic show, Cocker.
And then the rains came. There's Joe Cocker backed by the Grease Band at Woodstock and their version of With a Little Help from My Friends. A song that originated on the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that was on Sunday afternoon, August 17th, 1969. Joe Cocker was the first act to play on day three of Woodstock. On that Sunday afternoon, Joe and the Grease Band started their set in the early afternoon, approximately 2 o'clock. And when their set was finished, then that big thunderstorm set in and things came to a stop for a few hours. When the rains were finally over, the festival resumed in the early evening on Sunday night. Country Joe and the Fish came out to perform. They still had, 10 years after the band, Johnny Winter along with Edgar Winter, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young, the Butterfield Blues Band, Sha-na-na, and Jimi Hendrix to come. And that's why Woodstock ended in the late morning, just before 12 noon on Monday, August 18th, 1969, with a running behind schedule. So there was With a Little Help from My Friends from Joe Cocker, backed by the Grease Band as part of our 59th anniversary celebration of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Beatles album, released back in 1967 in late May in the UK, June 2nd here in the US, 67. And I still have a couple more covers from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band to play for you later in the hour. Now, before Joe Cocker Live, we heard the Jimi Hendrix Experience live at the Hollywood Bowl in 1967, and it was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I'm Darren DeVivo on Noises from the Valley. How about another 50th anniversary celebration? This time, two songs from the album The Royal Scam, released 50 years ago. Here's Steely Dan on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. From his landmark album, Saxophone Colossus, here's the late Sonny Rollins on 98.1 KZE. You don't know what love is.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins on 98.1 KZE on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. And the year was 1957 for Sonny Rollins' landmark album, Saxophone Colossus. From Saxophone Colossus, it was You Don't Know What Love Is. Sonny Rollins died this past Monday at home in Woodstock, May 25th. He was 95 years old. Rest in peace, Sonny Rollins. And thanks for all the music. Before Sonny Rollins, we heard two from Steely Dan, coming from the album The Royal Scam, which will celebrate its 50th anniversary on Sunday. The Royal Scam, the fifth album from Steely Dan, released May 31st, 1976. And we heard the title track, and before that, Don't Take Me Alive. Two from Steely Dan from The Royal Scam. Some more noises from the valley for you, and there's yet more noises just ahead, and they'll be the last two covers from the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the way.
Hi, this is Danica,
Peter,
and Linda
from Walk Hill View Farm Market in New Paltz.
You're listening to 98.1 KZE,
and it's Darren DeVivo with you with the last two covers of Beatles songs that originated on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band as we celebrate the 59th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And here's another song that can be found on the soundtrack to the movie All This and World War II from back in 1976. This is Keith Moon.
Get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you still be sending me a valentine, a birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck and Dave. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a little ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Or will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. And if you say the word, I could stay with you. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away.
Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me, or will you still feed me when I'm 64? Closing the bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key. Outside she is free. She's divine. Is leaving. Home. She's leaving home after living so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why should she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
There's Richie Havens on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo and guitarist Charlie Hunter. That's guitarist Charlie Hunter and Nothing But Trouble. Coming from his self-titled solo album, Charlie Hunter, here on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo, here on Noises from the Valley. And before Charlie Hunter, the last two Beatles covers of songs from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that great version of She's Leaving Home, a beauty from Richie Havens. It was from his album Richard P. Havens, 1983. Which didn't come out in 1983, was released in 1968. And before Richie Havens, it was Keith Moon and When I'm 64, part of the soundtrack to the infamous film All This and World War II from late 1976. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released in the UK on May 26th, 1967. By Parlophone Records, actually a few days ahead of schedule. It was supposed to come out, I believe, on June 1st in the UK. Here in the US, Capitol Records released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on June 2nd, 1967.
This is Sean Hackett, host of the Sampler Special, airing Saturdays from 11 p.m. to midnight on 98.1 KZE. I'll be playing you the original songs sampled by artists such as Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Tribe Called Quest, Daft Punk, and more. Join me as I play soul classics, jazz standards, and hard funk. Spoiler alert, I'm probably going to play a lot of James Brown. The Sampler Special with Sean Hackett, Saturdays at 11 p.m. on 98.1 KZE.
All right, and I'm Darren DeVivo, making noises from the valley here at 98.1 KZE. I'm from the Bronx, so it goes without saying Dion is a hero for me. Dion DiMucci from the Bronx, of course. And this is from the album Bronx and Blue. It's Dion and Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
You got me running, got me hiding, got me running. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you wanna do. I'm going up, going down, going up, down. You want me any way you wanna go. Let it roll, baby. Yeah, baby. Let it roll, mom. Yeah, baby. Let it roll, baby. Boom, mom. Let it roll, baby. Holy shit. Let it go. Thank you.
Wrapping things up this Friday night on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE with the blues and a trip down a hard road. There's John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. The album A Hard Road from early 1967. That was actually the follow-up to the Blues Breakers album that featured Eric Clapton. But Eric Clapton left the band after that one album as a member of the Blues Breakers. He was replaced by Peter Green. Not too shabby when Eric Clapton leaves your band and you can replace him with someone like Peter Green. That was the case for John Mayall back in the day. And again, that was the title track to the album A Hard Road. With Peter Green on guitar, you had the beginnings of Fleetwood Mac in a way, because you had John McVie on bass. Peter Green and John McVie, two of the original members of Fleetwood Mac, they were there in the Blues Breakers. Mick Fleetwood would soon join, replace Ainsley Dunbar. Ainsley Dunbar was playing drums, though, on what we just heard, the title track. And again, rising out of the Blues Breakers would be Fleetwood Mac. John Mayall, Peter Green, John McVie, Ainsley Dunbar, and A Hard Road from back in early 1967. And we heard Dion off the album Bronx and Blue from 2006. And Baby, What You Want Me to Do. Some Bronx blues from Dion, putting a wrap on Noises from the Valley. Here at 98.1 KZE, I'm Darren DeVivo. And Noises from the Valley is brought to you by the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee. They're on Broadway in Kingston, and the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. Loretta Moralia Mediation, offering mediation services throughout the Hudson Valley at YonkersMediation.com. And Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Enjoy your weekend, and I hope you have a great week as we move into June. I'll see you next Friday night. We get started at 7 o'clock on Noises from the Valley right here at 98.1 KZE. Take care, my friends.
broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity
for the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury,
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
Check, check, hey. It's your DJ, Ethical Drift. We're back with another one. You're listening to House Music Radio, 98.1 WKZE. We're broadcasting deep, deep from inside the forest, the jungle, the metaphorical, you know, heart of the wilderness of house music. I'm going to be bringing you a bunch of wild vinyl tracks. And I just wanted to say thanks for listening. Here we go. 98.1. Only place doing it like this.